Amalgam fillings contain up to 50% mercury, along with silver. It's a safe combination, according to Dennis Engel, a Mequon dentist who was former president of the Wisconsin Dental Association.
The mercury chemically combines with the silver, and the mercury is rendered stable. So we don't have any problems with placing of amalgam restorations. We think that they're completely safe.
Mercury is a neurotoxin. There's been dispute over how much gets released into a person's body and whether it's dangerous. The greatest concern has been for those who chew gum vigorously or grind their teeth. The American Dental Association says the amount of mercury vapor released is negligible. The ADA says a person would have to have 500 fillings to see even subtle symptoms. Engel says some patients want mercury fillings removed. This usually follows news reports concerning their safety.
Personally, I think that if it is a usable filling that does not warrant removal, it really is unethical to remove that filling.
A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association says there's no health justification to stop using mercury fillings. The study found no significant memory or attention span problems of children with such fillings. A disputing editorial in JAMA urges further study. It says children may be experiencing more subtle health effects than obvious signs like loss of IQ. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.